time to dive in to the Friday morning mailbag. Here we go with the accumulation of your communications throughout the week via the text and all the avenues and whatnot to reaching out, touching someone. We like to check to see if there's a Hank FM newsletter. We've been on a pretty good click of one, but so far this week...
Dang it.
This is the first mailbag you've been a part of in like 2 weeks.
I know.
We did have a newsletter last week, but the engagement didn't make it.
We're getting married!
Yeah.
Getting married. So in love. You're going to be rich.
Enjoy your high school football.
In love.
VarsitySports.com. We like to check our spam filters, first of all. This is maybe timely. I don't know. Radio.co. That sounds sus. Need an app for your station? Let's get yours live.
Bookmark
that
worked.
One.
Yeah,
And then this one comes from the fine people at Roku. Says, hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
They're informal over there. Yeah. I know it's only been a day since I originally emailed you. I have no idea. But I feel that 92.1 Hank FM could benefit from extending audience reach with a Roku app feature. So we could build a Roku station from our station. And then be on TV.
Is that like Haiku?
Or you could just go up there to Graham, Texas, and you could turn on their public access. And evidently, we are the always playing 24/7 soundtrack behind their community bulletins.
That means we're news anchors. You think we're going to get an Edward R. Murrow
Award? We're big in Graham.
So in regard to the engagement, this is off the Hank text lines.
Sure.
Here you go, KB. This is a picture of my husband on our wedding day. He will tell you that nothing scares a Marine. However, I believe this photo says something different. It's one of my favorites from that day. Both of us had been married before. Him twice, me once. They were both horrid disasters, and we had sown the idea of never doing it again. Fast forward 4 years into the never, we meet. Our first formal date was thanks to y'all. Because we won tickets to a film festival.
Well, there
from
you
Hank
go.
FM. I know, we have that much culture. Yeah. Meanwhile, that Christmas he proposed. They've now been married a little over a year. Been together too. Never had an argument.
That's greatness.
Not one.
That is
and
greatness.
And he's a total Marine in this picture. And he does look terrified.
That knows how to iron his clothes. We'll just put it that way.
Amen.
Holy cow. Salute to both of you.
Boom.
Thanks for sharing that right there.
Horrid marriages.
This comes from our engineering department. Over the past couple of days, we've seen an increase in spoofing emails.
Oh.
Whoops. Please do not open any attachments and links. I should have had the corporate section before the spam section in the Friday morning mailbag because I opened those other two. I'm sure we're fine. We're fine.
Speaking of corporate and apps, the Hank employee app. Well, they're looking for feedback. Did you get this one?
Oh, yeah.
It's a short, anonymous survey.
Mm.
It takes just 10 minutes. And they want us to know it's not about your job or performance or anything to do with HR policies.
Okay.
It's going to make it better for you and your colleagues.
Okay.
Did you take the survey?
It better be anonymous. retired Ricky texts in, good morning, happy Friday, y'all made it. You did too.
You made it.
Yeah, Daryl says, have an awesome evening, Heather Lee.
That is so sweet.
Just
thank you, Daryl.
Skip ahead.
Okay.
You made it.
Alrighty, Mark Phillips is on the air.
Speaking of Mark Phillips.
Yeah, man.
You know, we did get an email from him. I don't know that you got this because you're not really into sports around here.
Sure.
But it was about the snow room at TCU Athletics. He said my story sounded especially good because of my strong sports credibility.
Greatness.
In DFW. Meanwhile, Mark Phillips also trendy. We got something from iAsia News for his live stream.
Whoa.
On at the Grape Fest.
Yeah.
It says, this is Mark Phillips speaking to the media.
Nice.
He's now, I guess, an official spokesperson as well.
I'd say that.
Thank you, iAsia
News. He's a person
News.
That speaks.
Mm.
James in Arlington up there in Kansas City says, thank you, Jerry.
That's right.
He is a Packers fan. Let's see here. My buddy Anthony says I submitted to be a part of the Plano Comedy Festival in November. We'll see if I make the cut. I had to tell him, though, Plano's not a funny place. We'll see here. Doris said, what happened to Facebook Live this morning? Oh, Doris. I don't know. We've had some weird things. So this came from the 254 yesterday at 9:13 a.m. You're off the air in the Ville.
Oh, no.
At 9:14 a.m., back on. They texted me.
Okay.
Jeff says, maybe we should play Will It Float with the reception.
Yeah.
That's Jeff in the Ville.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. City of Crowley let everybody know, bring the family downtown and enjoy Connect Four and Cornhole at the new Crowley Crossing.
Oh.
It is now open there in a city park on Main Street. New games.
It's no hometown handshake.
I suggested Will It Float Parks and Rec edition.
Oh.
They have not gotten back to me yet.
Dear heavens. You know, Bobo up in Idaho, this fiancé thing of yours is really hitting different. You see, he's making his way through the Chips series, and Paunch just got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
But then the lady ran across the street after her dog got hit by a car and died. I'm sorry, Bobo. I don't even know what to make of that. But this is going to be great. We're doing fine down here. I think he needs a new show.
We were doing so well. Joey's excited about the handshake tour and the free ice cream. Bobby says, good morning from Germany. Barbecue James still wants the peg game from a couple of Willow Floats ago from the old country store in Herschel. Kelly.
Know where that's been.
Yeah. Dave says, morning, kids. I wonder if the barbecue at Ken's house and the wedding will be held together. Just thinking out loud.
Oh, that would the Hankster barbecue. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But then if I come up with a date for one, I got to come up with a date for the other. And then finally, Brett asks, so let me get this straight. If I go to see Elle when the ranch is on the streets live, will I get a 2-for-1 and see you too? No, not necessarily, Brett.
You don't do everything together because you're so in love and getting married?
Only if it works the other way. She's the draw. I need to bribe people with free ice cream. Thank you. There it is, the Friday morning mailbag. Always right. Send your postcards and use stamps for finally something.